Hello, I am Joel McLeod.
And I'm Roland Tanner.
And welcome to the 905er. It's not a surprise to Ontarians that hospitals and our healthcare system are being stretched to the max. Nurse shortages and long wait times are common news stories these days. Major investments are needed to ensure that our healthcare system continues to meet the needs of all Ontarians. For residents of Durham Region, and more specifically Whitby, it means a long-awaited new hospital. Premier Ford has promised the residents of Whitby that a new hospital would be constructed to meet the growing population of the region. In a notoriously safe piece, this seems like a bit of a no-brainer. It is an easy promise to fulfill and keep a seat blue. So it caught our attention when the mayor of Whitby, Elizabeth Roy, began a public relations campaign to encourage Premier Doug Ford to keep his word. Last month, Mayor Roy began a campaign to highlight the fact that while Whitby is ready to move ahead with the planning and development of this needed hospital, the province has yet to put up the $3 million to start the paperwork. As you can imagine, hospitals do not magically pop out of the ground and build. So the sooner the process is started on the building of a new hospital in Whitby, the sooner it will be done. So why is Premier Doug Ford dragging his heels on fulfilling this promise he made to the residents of Whitby years ago? And why did Mayor Elizabeth Roy believe she had to put this kind of campaign pressure on the Ontario government to revisit the issue? After those questions and more, we have invited onto the podcast Mayor Roy to discuss the matter. Now, I also want to take a moment to introduce a new feature for this podcast. Recording exclusively for you. Normally, once our episode is finished recording, Roland and I will continue to chat about the topic that we've covered, our thoughts on the broader topics and issues it may have raised, something we thought about after the fact and didn't have a chance to talk about it in the episode, or just tangents that we like to explore based on the episode that we've recorded. Rather than delete this, we've decided to package it up and put it together exclusively for you. We are tentatively calling it 905er Extra Minutes, and it is only for our paid subscribers as a way of saying thank you for the support. Look for an email in your inbox with the link to listen on our website. And if you are not a subscriber and you would like to listen, well, you can sign up for only $5 a month or for $50 for a year on our website 905er.ca or through the link in our show notes. Welcome to Whitby Mayor Elizabeth Roy for coming on the 905er, a long overdue chat onto the other side of the 905, Whitby Durham region, for us here on the podcast. We're very excited to have you join us today. Thank you very much for taking the time from your busy schedule to join us.
Thank you to the two of you and for the invite as well too. I'm looking forward to this.
I suspect this is obviously very important for Durham residents, Whitby residents, but I think this is a bit of a microcosm possibly to a larger healthcare issue in the province. But I'd like for you to start us off, Mayor Roy, if you could just present to our listeners, what is the current state of the hospital system in Whitby, in Durham region, and why is a new hospital so greatly needed for this part of the province?
So I'm not sure if you know, but I also have 34 years of healthcare experience. The day I was elected as mayor, 2 days later, I retired as medical radiation therapist from our local hospital system. And COVID was very hard for all of us, but it was very hard for our healthcare staff. And now what we're starting to see within our healthcare system is that pressure not only for the staff members and the lack of staff, but also the need of the support from our emergency rooms to our inpatient rooms. And as we're looking at the housing crisis that is starting presently at this point in time, and the growth numbers that we're being asked to put into place by 2031. So for instance, in Whitby, we're looking at 18,000 new units. So that's in Whitby alone. Across the region of Durham, we're going to see approximately almost a doubling of our population. We are the fastest growing region in Canada at this present time. And we're anticipating by 2041 that Lake Ridge Health alone will require 1,793 more beds, at least right now, at this point in time. We're seeing waits within our emergency rooms of up to 12 to 14 hours. The provincial average should be 4 to 5. And I know that's also across like where you are at too. It's you have factors that are affecting your emergency rooms, and it is provincial and a national crisis that we're facing. But as we grow, we know that the infrastructure supports need to be in place. Healthcare is a big part of it. We know that with our aging population, healthcare needs to grow. We need to have that support in place. We don't have a cardiac unit here. We don't have a trauma care unit. We don't have a neonatal unit that gives supports for our families. So if you were a family that was having a newborn baby and know that during the pregnancy that there was going to be complications or issues, you would probably have to go to York Region or to Markham to deliver the baby. It's not acceptable for a population that's going to grow to over a million people. The average age in WIPI right now is 39, where many people are starting out as families. We have a very large proportion by 2031 that would be at the age of 90. Again, this is where your supports are needed within healthcare, and the identification it's clear. It's clear. It's like statistically, anywhere you go, you know where the needs within the age is for healthcare.
Could you kind of paint a picture for our listeners? You know, I'm trying to get a sense of like the gap. You're clearly somebody who's trying to plan ahead for the future of what's mm-hmm. coming down the pipeline. As I guess any good responsible civic leader should. I'm trying to get a sense of what the gap.
Some would dispute that.
Well, okay, but I'm trying to get a sense of the gap here, and I'm wondering if you could just tell us like how much longer can Durham go without a new hospital before that quality of care to Durham and WIPI residents is starting to get damaged or decrease from kind of a standard.
In my personal opinion, today, we need it today. So the identification of a hospital, another hospital for the region of Durham took place in 2015. And at that point in time, working with Lake Ridge Health, they had worked on their plan to look at what their strategic plan was going to be for expansion of the services throughout the community. We're seeing that Bowmanville Hospital, which is part of Lake Ridge, is going to be expanding as well too. We've seen the operation of a northern hospital in Port Perry, which is part of Lake Ridge, that they have expanded some of their services as well. But the overall, with where we're looking at population growth and where this site has been identified 2 years ago, so through an independent process, the location that was identified is in the middle of Pickering, Whitby, Ajax. And if you were to look at the, and there's an image that we have, which has the circles where you have Centenary Hospital, you have Markham Stouffville Hospital, you have the Uxbridge site as well too, Lake Ridge Health, Port Perry, Oshawa, Ajax, and Bowmanville. There's this gap right in the middle that there's no healthcare services provided. So 2015, it was identified we needed more healthcare within the community. We entered into the process that was identified by Lake Ridge Health, where three municipalities, Pickering, Oshawa, and ourselves, we put together a task force. So we had a task force on behalf of WIPI that put together submissions to Lake Ridge Health. This, the first round, Pickering and WIPI went forward. Oshawa was taken out of the realm to move forward. In the final selection, which was 2 years ago, our site, which is central, and central even to Pickering as well too, the site by independent panel was chosen because it gives the best ability to give faster service, because seconds count when you're in a trauma and cardiac and neonatal, like it's seconds that count. And this site location is an appropriate one. It is surrounded by 400 series highways, 407, 412. You have access up the 412 from the 401. And you can have between all the municipalities, you have access to get easier care, north, south, east, and west.
So, I mean, do you think the province has been doing enough to, well, obviously you don't think the province has been doing enough. I mean, but the Premier did come out a few days after you raised this issue back in, sorry, just while I'm checking my dates here. So, the Premier has kind of said, there will be a hospital in Whitby. Do you think that means that imminent announcements are coming?
One's hopeful that the announcement for the provincial budget of March 26 will have the planning grant. One of the things that there's two things that need to happen here is that this property that has been identified is actually been identified as a Ministry of Transportation parcel of property that was tied into the expansion for the 407/412. We received support from the Ministry of Transportation with our application that this property, portion of this property, could be utilized for a hospital. So the transfer of that land, whether it's to the town of Whitby or to Lakeridge Health, is important. But we also know, first and foremost, the planning grant, which is of $3 million, needs to be put into place for the community as a whole, for Lakeridge Health to plan for what this hospital will be. We're still expected to raise within the community, and not just Whitby, but all of the region of Durham is expected to raise a community component to this capital campaign. The last hospital that was built in Ontario cost approximately $1.7 billion. So that's a very substantial amount of money that we need to start working towards. It takes about 10 years to build a hospital, but we still need to start working on the fundraising for this as well too. I've had conversations with many seniors in the senior homes, and when I've stated that it's the length of time of 10 years that it will take to build this facility, many have commented, even as of last week, we won't be alive. But we are
Wow.
here to give that support for our grandchildren.
And Joel and I could speak some experience. I mean, I guess well over a decade ago now, the previous Liberal government announced a major expansion in Burlington, and certainly it took a decade to actually to go from the announcement, which was in, when was that, Joel? About 2012, something like that.
Right, but that.
So shovels in ground was a long process. I just, I mean, what we're actually talking about here is actually, you're not actually asking for a major financial commitment from the province right now. What you're asking for is $3 million to do the planning, and for land that's sitting in the government's hands, not doing very much, to be transferred to Lakeridge Health. I mean, I think that's important to grasp here. They're not actually saying build a hospital or else. You're saying let us proceed with the process of planning a hospital. Is that right?
That's correct. And like, even while we can sit there and say this is $3 million and we can say it's a parcel of property, ultimately, and I do understand this is the future capital commitment of whatever. It could be $2 billion we're talking about for the building of this facility, probably more. So that's the other part of the big commitment. But we need to start planning and moving forward today for the healthcare for tomorrow. And if we can't, we've spent 2 years of not doing anything other than saying it's a process.
And I mean, then sorry, Joel, how much is the population expected to grow in your region over the next 20 years? I mean, I'm assuming, in terms of population growth, you said you're already the fastest growing region. In terms of kind of space to develop, you have a lot more flexibility than some of the municipalities over on this side of the GTA, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so we're expected to, across all the municipalities, and there's eight within the region of Durham, to be over 1.2 million people.
With all those health cares that go along with that.
Healthcare, schools, roads, you name it, any infrastructure type of support.
I wanted to raise the question with you, Mayor Roy, is, I mean, this isn't you're not taking this action lightly, to kind
No.
of go to the press and the media and start this campaign. I'm wondering what's the response from the provincial government been to this unique approach of yours to get this hospital started to be built or planned for?
Well, we saw the premier come out the week after we had had started this campaign. And while we appreciate that Whitby has been identified, we then reached out with that to the Ministry of Transportation to then, no, not to the minister, but to the staff, the Ministry of Transportation that we've been working with. Well, now that the premier has announced that Whitby is the location and this is the location, can we now start moving forward with the transfer of the lands? And the response we've received back, you need to have the planning grant first. I do have a meeting tomorrow morning again with our local MPP. And even so, to be fair, prior to the commencement of this campaign, notification was sent out to our MPPs locally. Meetings were held with our local MPP to let them know this is what was going to take place. And to date, we have not had any further feedback to say that there's that things are positive, that we'll see it in the March 26 budget. It's, you know, it's somewhat been a little quiet. And the other part of this, though, too, is that I've heard, and not directly from individuals, but I've heard that, well, this is all about party politics. This has got nothing to do with party politics. This is about the community and our healthcare needs of our community.
What do you, can you maybe elaborate a bit more on what you mean by this is about party politics?
So my impression is that, you know, it's nothing to hide. I have ran for the Liberals before. I have no intention of running for the Liberals again. I believe that for my background that's just because the role I am doing as mayor is very important. It's very important as to what we need to have here locally within our community. And I will say that my past 34 years within healthcare, but also 27 years as a politician here locally, Whitby needs a lot. And it's being able to step up to say what we need.
So you're saying that I'm going to paraphrase, I guess, what you're saying here. Are you saying that the people of Whitby and the people of Durham are being penalized because you're whereas a former Liberal candidate and this government is singling you out or essentially punishing the people of Whitby, Durham?
I would not say that. And I would hope that is not the situation. But I've had to say that a couple of times in the last 2 weeks to people, and it's like that is far from the truth.
Are you optimistic still that this current government will follow through on their plan, their promise, I should say, to build a hospital for Durham Region?
I am, actually. And I won't knock our local MPP. I know that MPP Lauren Coe has been trying to present our case, in terms of what is needed. I know that there's other municipalities across this province who are also vying for hospitals and expansions and the needs within healthcare. And like ultimately, when you talk about healthcare is like, it's everywhere. Like it's everywhere that the supports are needed. See, even the discussion about to say, oh, we're looking to build a hospital, and my colleagues, and having been a part of a union in that, and even my own daughter who's entered into healthcare, it's hearing the shortfalls, the shortages, and it's like, well, we're going to build a hospital, but where are we going to get the staff?
What does it say to you? You know, the Auditor General reported not too long ago that there's an unaccounted for $2.1 billion with a B surplus sitting in government coffers. What does that say to you as a mayor trying to push for this and you're still getting shortchanged for $3 million to get the ball rolling on this?
Well, we also just got announced between the federal government and the provincial government the $3.1 billion health accord between the two. And like that's one where, is there not a portion of this that could go towards our healthcare here? Is there not that little bit that I've had community members offer to fundraise the $3 million?
Well, I mean, let's say I was going to say, $3 million, it's a lot to you and me, maybe, but you know very well, you know, even at the municipal level, $3 million, you know, a little bit of highway can take $3 million. This is almost pocket change for the government. And
some could say it's a rounding error.
Exactly. So in terms of, it seems kind of obvious that there's going to be need for an expansion of healthcare in Durham region, with the major expansions in population that are coming. It's just a matter of an administrative, well, let's get going, so at least we're not being held up by the paperwork, so to speak, of getting land.
The one thing that government right gets place. Criticized of every single day, it's the paperwork. It's the paperwork that's holding up from, like, even a small business from proceeding forward. Like, this is, like, well, isn't we're this kind the of caught in the same.
But isn't this the government that prides itself on cutting red tape? I mean, they used to have a minister that was all about cutting red tape. Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me like you're stuck in red tape to build an essential infrastructure piece for Durham. Like, this isn't... Yeah. I don't understand why for $3 million, just, you know, get the paperwork stamped and get the money rolling, so you can at least get the planning process and your process get started on fundraising for your share of the project.
See, it's a cart horse as well. It's like planning grant, land, planning grant. Which is first, and who makes a decision? And it's that relationship of, like, okay, we can move forward with this. And
it's just so mute, because at the end of the day, it's the people of Durham and the people of Whitby who are going without a hospital. But as you said, you have a lot of young families trying to start their lives, start families out there, and they're going to need prenatal, you know, cardiac units, you know, that stuff, the necessities of life for the next 40, 60 years, maybe. And you gotta start now, not tomorrow.
So if we had a trauma here within Whitby, you would either go to Kingston or to Toronto.
Wow.
That's a good long, that's a long way, yeah.
Minutes count, right? Minutes count. Mm-hmm. Seconds count.
Also, money, that can't be cut. That can't be cheap to send somebody to Kingston from Whitby. You know what, the medical equipment or transportation that would be required to do that, that can't be a cheap bill to foot.
No. And then you think about it, it's like, with, there's an accident that takes place north of us, and the court is in that, and the orange helicopter is called, flying right over.
I wanted to sort of take the conversation in a slightly different direction. I mean, obviously, you've made it clear you're keen to have a hospital, and you're aware of the financial implications of that. That you know, the trend has been for long before this government came in, that hospitals are basically paid for by multiple levels of government and by the public through donations. Do you actually think that's right? I mean, the people responsible for healthcare is the provincial government. Do you think it's right that they basically have got to this situation now? And I'm raising this to an extent because it's been an issue in Hamilton of late, that it's like, okay, the community is expected to cough up this. The city is meant to take, you know, and your budgets are not exactly loose. You don't have money just floating around. You're expected to pay maybe as much as 2/3 of the cost of a hospital, with the province not necessarily chipping in the majority.
And I know for your community as well too, that they're looking at a tax levy to add on to the tax base for the hospital. And this has been some of the approaches across the province. So when Windsor was built, they ended up putting a tax levy to the residents as well too. And you know, well, it's right or wrong, ultimately, it's not a sole decision of this government that this has been the approach. This has been, like, all governments have approached it this way. Where we are at today, it's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow, in a sense. But ultimately, if we take a look at our original hospital that was built here within Whitby and is now a dialysis and a rehab center, and was closed in the early 90s when they did the restructuring within healthcare. The Ruddy Hospital was fundraised by the community. the community came together to fundraise at that point in time. To do fundraising for hospital campaigns, it's happening every single day that we're doing it. The Cancer Care Center is doing it here. They're doing it for this, the robotic surgery surgical unit that they have in there. They're doing it for the PET scanner that's they're bringing into place as well too. Is it coming out of my right pocket or my left pocket? And which pocket is it coming out of? And it's determining that where we need to look at how we break this down. And we've actually had this request also to the federal government and to the provincial government, not only through the group of mayors and that, but I know the Association of Municipalities of Ontario has also recently just reached out to the provincial government to take a look at how our structure of funding is in place. And I say that to the region of Durham, so we're two-tier here within the region. So we have Whitby at the local level, and the region of Durham is at the upper tier, so the regional level. And I sit on Health and Social Services. And we're right now going through the budget process for the region of Durham. And when we take a look at the breakdown of how we're dealing with housing and homelessness, we're dealing with healthcare. We're still back into the 2018 funding formula for the supports for our community members. Or it's like, you know, where the region has just taken on the responsibility, we need to do this. So we have just shifted things around for homelessness. And so just whether it's through some of the reserves that have been in place, or just like altering our programs of how we're going to give the supports, because the supports need to be there. So it's really truly identifying. And I know that the mayor of Guelph did this, and he actually called it the pill. So it's identifying within the budget, what is your tax base and what are your residents expected to pay for? What is at the provincial level that is being paid for out of the tax base, and what's at the federal level? So truly identifying where the responsibilities are in place. We need to have a full evaluation.
I was going to say your statement there kind of presents me with two questions to you. So I guess the first one I'd ask you is, you mentioned housing and your supports for people, low income people. I'll generalize it that way. I'm wondering if this process of trying to fight for essentially pennies of the provincial budget to help get this done, has this damaged your relationship with the provincial government going forward to ask for supports or services for other necessary services that the Whitby and the region of Durham are expected to provide?
I don't think so, but it's, you know, it is, and I know it's not only us, because it's when I come together with the other mayors and just speaking to the municipalities as well, when we take a look, and like I'm only just into my first year. Now, I've been with the council since 2006. This is my first year with mayor, and I was on the school board prior to this as well too. And there always seems to be that it's the having to always have to ask and having have to always to vie for what our community needs as a whole. And do I think it's more so now? I do, but I also think there's more pressures that are being applied across all of our communities. Did I think that 2 years ago when I made like the thought about the running for mayor that homelessness was going to be as bad as it is today? Never in my like thoughts would I think that our food insecurity would be as bad as it is, that we're looking at funding to having a food pantry put into one of our, like not into the arena, but abutting to our arena for individuals who are working and having an after hours and weekend food pantry opening up as well too. I thought I'd be talking about economic development. I thought I'd be talking about growth in our community, but primary conversations are about how are we dealing with encampments? How are we dealing with the lack of infrastructure, such as schools? We have 900 students in a new area within Whitby, which is to the west end of Whitby, which has been built like since I essentially moved to Whitby in 1993, that we were planning this area out. We are now 900 students outside of schools in portables, and they're being bused out of this community.
Your comments kind of are a great segue into my next, the second question I had for you was that hearing you talk about your WIPI's problems, woes, I hate to say, but like you're not that unique across the 905. And it's a question we ask every other mayor that we have on this podcast. And so I'm going to put it to you because I don't want you to feel left out. Are you and other mayors kind of fed up with this kind of these monumental problems that your municipalities are faced with solving, but you're not given the resources, you're not given the financial tools to adequately address it, to really make it a problem. And I'm wondering, are the mayors of Ontario, especially the 905, starting to get fed up with getting all the problems of Ontario dumped on your shoulders, but you have none of the tools to fix them?
I would say yes, that is, in each one of us have our own, even within the region of Durham, we each have our own little differences between each other. Like I know for Oshawa, it's the opioid crisis, it's the homelessness that is there. And we're starting to see that within Whitby as well too. But I also know that for within Whitby and the growth and the challenges has been around infrastructure. We have an area within our new area of Brooklyn where we have no power, we have no electricity.
Wow.
And we just need an extension cord to help us to build that area up.
Wow.
I mean, it's something that we've come back to since we began this podcast in 2020. Something that just comes up again and again is the expectations that are put onto municipal governments. And yet also the limited power that even with new strong, so-called strong mayor powers and things like that, the limited powers you have to certainly financial tools, you're very limited. You've got a kind of single tax really that you can call on. And the other thing that's been a common feature is pretty much the way that governments, the provincial governments, it's kind of a cliched phrase, but kind of divide and rule, if you like. It's like the municipalities are almost encouraged to compete against each other, which weakens your overall argument. If you could sort of gather, and I know there are bodies like the municipality of the big city mayors, and there's the AMO and so on and so forth. Do you think there's more that the municipalities could do to kind of work together to really bring forward some of the what seem to us like the key issues that the province is facing that tend not to actually make it onto the headlines, onto the front pages of the newspapers?
So I when I came on as mayor, I started reaching out to other municipalities and to other mayors to go and meet and to like understand what are you dealing with? How are you dealing with it? Do you have things in place that are best practices that we could bring back? I think ultimately if the opportunity was put into place for a lot of municipalities to like come together and not in the formal process that we do, it's like, I think sometimes when we sit around a round table, it's like, and we're restricted to a time period. I think that there needs to be an opportunity to look at some brainstorming component to it, because I think we have solutions. If we're tasked with what needs to take place, so we committed to the 18,000 and we didn't have an issue with committing to that. But the other side of it is that if we're going to commit to 18,000 units, we need to have electricity. We need to have water and sewer. We need to have places for our students to go to school. Because if you think about it, for 18,000 units, now depending if it's a townhouse versus a single detached, for a single detached, it's 1.5 students that are generated from a single detached home. But as you get to the higher density, it reduces. But still, 18,000. And a lot of municipalities, especially ones that are growing outside of their center corridor, which is their origination of where their community started. A lot of those areas, so your older areas like in your Burlingtons and your Hamiltons, where your wartime homes are built, many of those schools were closed down because your population ended up where the children were no longer there. Those school sites ended up getting closed down, and they're probably redeveloped now. So where are you now putting students? And we're seeing that as well, too. It's like now as we're having the rejuvenation of some of our downtowns and some of our infills that are taking place, that it's like the population is now starting to build and to grow into there. So it's the infrastructure support. And then it goes right back to the healthcare needs. Like it's all tied into one, and it's allowing for that capital and for that municipal strategy to look at how our community is to grow, because we know our community's the best.
Absolutely. I mean, and it, you mentioned the sort of commitments that you're asked to make on a development front to the province, while the province has not made the equal commitment on the other side to make sure that they're providing what you need to provide hydro and sewers and the rest. I mean, we spoke to Mayor Taylor from Newmarket a couple of months ago, and I think he was alone, and correct me if I'm wrong, alone of the sort of mayors who were able to sort of take the stronger powers to actually sort of reject them, say, I'm not going to sign on to this commitment because you're not providing what I need to actually get it done. I'm making a commitment I cannot fulfill. Do you feel you're in a similar place where you're being asked to make, being put under enormous pressure to make commitments without actually having the resources you need to fulfill them?
So we all need the resources to be able to fulfill. And, you know, if we were even to take a look at those municipalities that had actually, even within the first year, have met their targets for this year, I would do a comparable to take a look at the stats between the two. Is it the same proportion of increase between each municipality that is expected? And how is each municipality evaluated in terms of what that that target looks like in terms of the achievement of it? It's apples and oranges.
I see we're coming up on our time for this episode, but I think I want to tie it back to the initial reason why we had you on. And we're having you on the end of this campaign that you're undergoing to put pressure on the provincial government to fulfill their end of the promise that they made to Whippy and Durham. What's next? Where do you go from here, Mayor Roy? What happens tomorrow?
Well, I'm hoping that we keep the conversation going, and I'm hoping that, it's not only just about me that's sharing the needs for the supports for healthcare. We've had over 3,000 residents who have signed or have shared their stories. And we're hearing some like really sad stories out there. And we want to have that continued on to move forward. I'm hoping March 26th is a very positive one for our community. And it's not just about the community of Whippy, it's about the region of Durham and beyond, and making sure that the healthcare needs are here to give the support. What will March 26th be if it's not there? Well, disappointing. I do know that within the process for a planning grant, that the process that's outlined within the province, that a planning grant can be announced at any point in time, but generally it is tied to their budget. I would imagine with our own budgets that at the local level and at the regional level, we know what our budget is today, and I'm hoping that we'll be finding out that the planning grant will be announced within this budget.
Okay, well, let's leave it at that for this. We'll keep an eye on what happens in Whippy, and best of luck to you and to the residents of Whippy on getting a badly needed hospital built in your backyard. Thank you very much, Mayor Roy, for your time, and take care.
You too. Thank you very much.
That's it for this episode of the 905er. Thank you for listening. As always, you can send us your feedback, thoughts, and concerns, or ideas for future episodes to our email, info@905er.ca. We'd love to hear from you. You can help us keep the 905er going by financially supporting us through Patreon as well as PayPal. Visit us at 905er.ca and click on the support tab. As well, links are in the show notes for your convenience.
Lastly, you can find us on social media. Search for the_905er on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So long for now. See you next time.
Emily Roger, and I host a leadership show called The Boiling Point with my co-host, Dave Vail. Together, we sit down with trailblazing entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and movement makers who are driving meaningful change in our world. The show is all about exploring the lives and perspectives of leaders who are making a difference. Join us for insightful conversations that challenge the status quo, spark new ideas, and inspire you to take action. Find us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or at BoilingPointPodcast.com.